This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Congressman Jeff Hurd is urging fellow Republicans and House leadership to preserve and strengthen Medicaid. He was one of a dozen moderate Republicans to sign a letter saying they won't back a final bill with any reduction in Medicaid coverage for vulnerable populations. Hurd spoke with CPR News.
Certainly work requirements is something that I would support and that I think is one of the areas that I think we can find common ground in finding savings and making sure that the most vulnerable who need these services can continue to rely on them.
Hurd's Republican colleagues are weighing potential deep cuts in the budget bill, but he says cuts to Medicaid could threaten the viability of hospitals, nursing homes, and safety net providers around the country. Meanwhile, Colorado lawmakers are trying to give victims of childhood sexual abuse a chance to sue, even if their statute of limitations has expired. A similar effort failed to get through the legislature last year. Angie Witt has been working with lawmakers on the effort. She says she was sexually assaulted by her pastor when she was 7 years old.
So I think what's not realized by those who voted against this measure is that there are life consequences for survivors of childhood sexual abuse.
Revisiting the statute of limitations would require a constitutional amendment. That means if lawmakers pass the measure, voters will still have to approve it at the ballot box. The proposal was approved by a Senate committee and is now up for debate in the full chamber. More than 1,100 flights have been delayed at Denver International Airport as a winter storm impacts the area, with more than 60 canceled flights so far. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.